producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
America Tonight. Each and every show, we kick it around with our pals from Talk Radio News. Justin Duckham is in the wings. Justin, you and I have already talked about this. There's nothing bigger, really, than the VA scandal going on right now. The president finally speaks, but a lot of people are attacking him, saying he's disconnected from what's really happening here. So, tell us a little bit about that. What's the reaction to the press and how and what he's had to say about the scandal and what he said?
Well, there is an overwhelming sense that this was a little bit too late for the statement to be made. Prior to this, he has not really addressed it publicly since April 28th, when he was overseas. So there were quite a few people who were pretty frustrated with by this, not the least of which were the typical GOP. But there was also some arguments coming forward from American Legion, which is a very big veterans group, who were expressing frustration that the president decided to stand with General Eric Shinseki during this investigation and has been calling for his head for quite some time now. And if this was aimed at trying to shift the general mood in the country, it didn't necessarily seem to work with his own party, since following the speech, it turned out that there were two new Democrats from Georgia who are now calling for Eric Shinseki's resignation as well.
Yeah, wow. So you think the pressure is mounting so much that Shinseki will eventually maybe fade? Because you know what happens in D.C., even as much as the president might try to protect him, sometimes when there's just too much of a push, all of a sudden everything crumbles.
You know, that's certainly a possibility, but we do know that the president today said, unmistakable terms that he trusts Shinseki as an administrator. He called him a good soldier and noted that nobody in the administration cares more about U.S. troops than him. But meanwhile, this is also going on while the House is sort of rallying around legislation to try to kickstart some action. Today, by a 390-33 vote, the lower chamber ended up passing legislation that would make it easier for high-ranking officials within the department to ultimately be fired if they are found to have contributed to any wrongdoing. So, the pressure on this really is building up, and it, you know, doesn't necessarily have a clear path in sight for how to get out of this for the administration.
Yeah. Another big thing that happened is Nancy Pelosi said she had to think about who was going to be on the Benghazi panel as far as Democrats. And am I right? She picked five or named five today?
Yes, she did. This was sort of a surprising announcement since there was no clear consensus over whether or not the administration was going to support the Select Benghazi Committee in the first place. So this was breaking news today, and it looks like the five members that Democrats are going to be putting forward are Tammy Duckworth, who is a, of course, a famous wounded veteran serving in Illinois, Adam Schiff from California, Adam Smith from Washington, and Linda Sanchez as well from California, and most notably Elijah Cummings from Maryland, who is, as you know, the ranking member of the House Oversight Committee, very well known for getting into sort of scraps with the chairman of the committee, Darrell Issa.
Yeah. Well, interesting. And we'll see when that all kicks around what happens there. And then this last one, I don't know if there's much reaction in Washington to it, but it certainly is a big buzz story. I was stunned when I saw this, I guess because, you know, they keep things close to the Vatican, but the Pope is facing some serious health concerns as this whole big trip begins. And Obama and a lot of people in Washington seem to like this Pope.
No, they certainly do. This is, somebody who a lot of lawmakers have been hoping will eventually come to the U.S. There was a call from John Boehner that's been backed up by quite a few Democrats to, have him come and address a joint session of Congress. So this is a very popular figure, and that's a, very disheartening, announcement indeed.
Well, no kidding. All right, Justin Duckham, Talk Radio News. Thanks as always, buddy.
Thank you, Kate. You have a good night.
Thanks. Bye-bye. So a lot of things kicking around in D.C., more lip service about the VA problems. You know how I feel about that, as one of our favorite callers, Dan in Texas, would say. It has been just too darn long where we have let the same old happen. We know the ending to the story. Isn't it time we took care of the veterans? Send them to the regular hospitals and docs. Whenever you have the government in between, it's too big, cumbersome, and seems impossible to do this correctly. And I say this all the time, but in case you've just tuned in for the first time to hear this show, listen, I'm not anti-government. There are many things we need the government for. I am anti-big, freaking, out-of-control government. Layers of the same people doing the same job. And when the veterans come home, they should be able to get the care that they need. I'm not giving it lip service. I've looked into this. Ever since I cracked open the mic for the first time I did America Tonight, we've had many, 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 many people on this show. I, aside from the talk show, have written to congressmen and senators who are not my own, not just as a talk show host, but as an American citizen. It is ridiculous, is what it is. It's inevitable that we were going to see something like this happen, and now the shock and horror of it all. Oh, I can't believe this has happened. Of course it's happened. Because it's called CYA, and that's what goes on inside the Beltway and those who have to be accountable to the people that are in Washington, D.C. If the president is serious, he'll kick some Shinseki booty out of that position. There might be support for him, but he's in the position of VA secretary regardless of what he has done in his career. And when you accept that kind of a position, you know what goes along with it. So there had to be some accountability, and it seems as there was no accountability whatsoever. And Shinseki would be the perfect person who served who should know that. You know, we have the former congressman Bob Ney on the show with us quite a bit here, and he talked about that, being on the Veterans Committee, and that the majority of what he did on the Hill was trying to fight for veterans because they would call him up from his district constantly with lots of problems in Ohio. So we know that the backups, the not getting seen, the being told they missed appointments, they didn't miss appointments, is not a new thing of this decade. It's been happening for decades, but it's just been allowed to happen. That's the ridiculousness of this. You know there's a problem, but instead of solving it, it's like everybody's an ostrich. Well, that's not, I don't have to deal with that. I'm just going to bury my head in the sand. So let's get Shinseki in here, and then he can deal with it. Well, he's been in there too long and hasn't tackled the problem. So he's had enough time to deal with this. It's not like he just stepped into this job and we're hammering him. No, he's had this job for years. He could have visited many of these places. He could have asked the questions. He could have sent out people to do field investigating, to come back, to form a committee. Didn't do any of those things. They didn't do any of those things. It is so easy to salute a veteran. It is so easy to stand up at a sporting event and say, oh, thank you for your service. And I think that's good, and I don't think it's not heartfelt, but it's too much lip service. Do me a favor. Write your congressmen, write your senators, tell them you will not stand for this. If they want to keep their seats, they need to do something about the veterans' situation. Hang with us. Much more to come. We've only scratched the surface on this Hour of America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
I want to know what's working, I want to know what is not working, and I want specific recommendations on how VA can up their game. And I expect that full report from Rob next month.
So here we go. That's the president talking about the VA system and a full report next month for this investigation. Here's a couple of quick facts for you. Shinseki, who is the secretary of the Veterans Administration, has been in that position for 5 years. So he's been in the position for 5 years. And when he was part of the transition team, typically you have a meeting with the president. A lot of times it's kind of informal, maybe in the Oval Office. It could be in a dining area, you know, wherever they pick it to be, let's say. And apparently in that transition briefing back in 2008, he was warned, the president, about the vulnerability of the VA scheduling system, and he only heard about it recently. Oh, wow. What's going on here? I fell asleep during the critical part of what I was told was going on with the veterans. So, you know, the president has said he only knew that the problems were sort of happening, that there was these problems, but he wasn't going to be able to do anything about it until the last half of his second term. How's that possible? I realize the person who is the leader of the free world is not omniscient, that they can't wave a magical Harry Potter wand and make every problem disappear. But if you know in the beginning, oh, geez, we're having these scheduling problems, wouldn't you immediately tackle that? Wouldn't you put somebody in charge and tell them, look, day number one, we care about the care of the veterans. So let's tackle that first, and we can work on all the ticky-tacky problems along the way. That's what we'll do. This is the VA delivers health care for the veterans. So when you say Rob, he says Rob is going to Phoenix today. That's what he's doing. But we heard about Phoenix already. We know there are other hospitals. We know that it takes the veterans too long to get the help they need. This is nothing new. This is not new, folks. Rob, I'm glad you're deployed as an emissary of 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and the VA. But what are you going to do that's different? That you're going to, what, investigate what? To tell us what we already know, that it's been decades and we've had this problem going on. And, oh, by the way, we've been in wars for over a decade. So Iraq, Afghanistan, limbs that are gone, coming back with a heavy heart, not being able to tell anyone, scared to death of that, PTSD and everything else that comes out, the suicides. It's just outrageous. It is. There's no word, adjective, nothing that I can say that's fresh and new, because this idea is old. This idea is something we knew. I knew this from my grandfather. There have been many guests on this show that have said the same thing. This is not new. What are those idiots doing in the White House? Are they playing Candy Crush? Is it more about Candy Crush than anything else? I mean, give me a break. Give me a break. So we got big problems here. Jay Carney dancing around the daily briefings. When did we know? What did we know? Well, we know that we knew. How about that? There's a new phrase. We know what we knew. We already knew this. So why are we wasting taxpayer monies to investigate something that we already know is going on? How about answering with some heads rolling? The incompetency at this level is just staggering. It's just staggering. Are we all that smart? I didn't go to Harvard, but it's pretty obvious when you hear about a problem and you know it's been going on for decades, now you're the person in charge. You put somebody in charge. You take out a sheet of paper, for goodness sake. You write the top five things that you have to be concerned with. What is the number one priority for a veteran? It's being seen. It's the medical care, whether they were in the Vietnam War, whether they were part of the current campaigns that we've had, whatever it is. Walk into a VA, any of you, walk into a VA hospital and look around at the people who are waiting, and you'll get a real sense of what's going on there. You will get a real sense of it. You don't have to have a Harvard degree to realize that this has been happening for a long time, and it's just a cover-up. Dan is listening to us in Texas. Hey, Dan, how are you?
Had to put my headphones down, but I'm here.
And so you know, you've talked about this. We have known for a very long time about this problem, and it's ridiculous.
I got a little bit of something to say, and then I got a couple of questions for you. I'm not buying this bull hockey from the liar in chief, a.k.a. Barack Hussein Obama. He's just lying. And here's something I got a question for you. They were given bonuses to set up this routine to where they supposedly were meeting the criteria for the patients being taken care of.
Yeah.
And then they were being paid money. Now, wait a minute. The VA doesn't do that. Where'd the money come from? It can only come from one place. Okay, from the President of the United States. For him to deny that he didn't have his hand in that routine is another one of his lies, like we could keep our health care.
Okay. Yeah, this is bad. It's bad because that's what they were doing. They were covering it up to get the extra money, yeah.
Yeah, and he's the one that set the program up for them to do the program to where if they did so this way, that way, and made it look like it was supposed to be run properly, they would get their bonuses. You don't have to tell me that it wasn't him, because he's the guy that has to finally say, yeah, the money can be done. He keeps his hands on the money all the time, okay? Now, my dad died with shrapnel still in his neck from World War II, and the VA screwed him over like you would not believe. This has been a sore point with me all my life. I've seen what happens to people that are in the VA. Okay? And we should have it, just like McCain said the other day, a blank card for them to have that says, yes, I'm a veteran, blah, blah, blah. And they can go to any hospital and receive any care that they need. If they need specialists, they can make appointments with a specialist. And we, the American people, take care of it and do away with this damn bureaucracy once and for all. We don't need it. It's time for it to go. And that's my word on it. One more thing. Where's the damn plane?
Oh, well, we have to tune into CNN to get the latest on that and see what Wolf Blitzer has to say. Dan, thank you. Very well said. Sorry about your father and the situation with the shrapnel. That is sad. That's a sad story, but it's a familiar story that I've heard from lots and lots of different people. Look, there are some good doctors at the VA. There are some great doctors at the VA. It's not all on their shoulders. They're not sitting there scheduling patients. It's the other people around them that are doing it. And the fact that they were incentivized to get as many through as they could and say, look at the scheduling record, and what they were doing was just taking the bonuses is so sad. It's such a dirty pool. How can you, I mean, what kind of soul do you have to do that? How can you walk around a hospital, even on the administrative side, and see some of the sad, just sad-looking people? And when I say sad-looking people, you know that they're carrying around some heartache, or they're in pain. I've been to the VA in Dallas. I've been to the VA in Pennsylvania. I've been to the VA in Ohio. I've been to many, many VA hospitals for different reasons, covering stories, going to see a friend, whatever. And as I said, there are some good professionals who are trying to help. But how anybody could have such an icy heart to just want to chase that brass ring of the extra layer of money they would get and look around at people who were not being seen or people who barely could get in. Wow, you are cold-hearted to be able to do that. Mm-mm-mm. As much as we talk about what happens on Wall Street and the hoodlums who ripped us off and tanked us, and how we look the other way, and the money that we fed back into the system. Boy, this is the most sickening of all. You know, you're talking about people who work for the government who are taking money out of both sides. It is awful, my friends. It is awful. On the flip side, some odds and ends, and if you want to throw in your 2 cents, you certainly can. 855-266-5283.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
I'm a very bad man, and today I watched you leave for work. Then I kicked your door and took your stuff. Without a door devil reinforcing your door frame, it was like you invited me. Don't worry, I'll check back in a couple weeks, once you get new stuff.
Door devils are available at participating Ace Hardware stores and locksmiths, or visit DoorDevil.com.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
The quicksand of the VA and Shinseki, the fact that he should just be booted flat out because he had 5 years to take care of the problem. He didn't even make a dent in it. And now it's the shock and awe tour of we can't believe this is happening. So that means that's not the right person for the job, simply put. I don't care what he's done in his past. It's just you got to look at everything. Who, what, where, when, and why. You step into a gig like that, who is the veterans, why? Because we got to take care of them. What matters the most? Their health, etc. And that didn't happen. And 5 years is a very, very long time. So if you want to kick it in with that opinion, you can at 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Do you think the current secretary should be bounced despite all the people that are trying to wrap their arms around this guy and say, wow, he cares so much about the veterans. Yeah, nah, it doesn't work for me. Sorry. There's not even a question here. It doesn't matter. Democrat, Republican, it's not even a political issue. It's an incompetence issue. And he can't be that far removed. You know, you're making 175, 200,000, whatever it is. You're sitting there in Washington, D.C. You're a former veteran yourself. You got to care about that because you know that is the number one thing. That's what's slipping through the cracks, the suicides, all of that. And from veterans who've served for from a long time ago to current veterans, that has to be the number one thing you're concerned about. So you have to dig deeper. You have to ask the questions. And look, if he did that and they hoodwinked him, then that's a different story. But that's not what happened. That's not what happened. There wasn't those kinds of visits. There was more pageantry and lip service, really, than anything else. Coming up on America Tonight, we have one of my favorite segments. As we make that final turn, you'll love it. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Eric says, I shouldn't have taken my fiance's ring and tried to wash the dishes for to be a big help because I never wash the dishes. And the ring went down the drain. Whoops. Lost engagement ring. Not good. All right, so let's take a couple here. We got also a couple of emails that I'm going to rail on. AmericaTonight.net, AmericaTonight.net, if you want to throw in that way, as I realize we have, what, 30 million third shifters plus? And if you're working, I don't want you to get fired because you're making a phone call in the closet or something. So let's go to Jack Alexander. Jack from Down Under. Hello, Jack.
Hello, Kate. How are you? Look,
I'm good.
Personally, I think, and I don't even want to call the man General Shinseki, because his dereliction to duty is, to me, absolutely abhorrent. But here's a couple of facts I picked up for you today in checking this out. At the end of the Clinton administration, the average wait time just for registration with the VA was 269 days. Within the first 3 months of the Bush administration, they had doubled the, this is George W. Bush, had double the VA's funding, and by the end of the Bush administration, registration times had dropped down to approximately 110 days. Within 12 months under the Obama administration, registration times had slipped back to 300 days. Now, that's just to get registered onto the books.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's just info that I came across today. Look, I like Don's idea, but we don't have to waste any money in getting a new card. All American veterans have a veteran's ID card. That should be all that's needed to rock up at your local doctor or your local ER if it's an emergency, which would remove the wait times on these centers, because look, just within the lower 48, there is a massive amount of area, and there might only be one or two VA centers in each state. And if you're in a state like Texas, you might have to drive, what, 8-9 hours to a VA.
Yep.
But my biggest fear is that what will happen to the VA system in the United States is what's happened to the veterans' health system in Australia, is they absorbed it into the mainstream socialized medicine system. So, you know, for the US, that would mean all those VA centers would then become part or funded by Obamacare. And if you think things are bad now, it's going to be even worse. I mean, a few years back, ripped the meniscus cartilage in both of my knees, and it was 11 months from the time of the original injury before I got to see a specialist. It was another 9 months before I got to have the x-rays and the MRI scans done.
Wow.
And then it was another 3 months after that before I saw the specialist again for the results. By then, they were out of date. Yeah, and this is what happens when big government and bureaucrats get involved. And why are the wait times so long? For exactly the same reason as the wait times are so long with the system in Australia. Bureaucrats and public servants get bonuses. I mean, you know, they get bonuses for doing their job. Well, in this case, they're getting bonuses for not doing their job, which is absolutely criminal. Now, a couple of other tragic facts I came across today. Amongst the veteran community in the United States, there is, on average, one suicide of a veteran per day. Which is absolutely tragic. It's not directly, not all of them are directly linked to the VA issue, but there is one suicide of a veteran on average every day.
Wow.
So what's that, 356?
That's crazy.
Serving personnel, it is on average two people a day committing suicide. We have a major, major problem, and, unfortunately, unless we get serious about sorting it out, it is not going to get any better.
I agree with you. Unless somebody is put in charge where they're really doing the job and they're not tied to bonuses at these, when they're directors, like the director of the Phoenix Hospital, who you know, Jack, Sharon Hellman, her name is, got an $8,500 bonus last month while they were having an open investigation, while an investigation was going on. That's crazy. She got $9,000 in 2013. Her salary, this is just the director of the Phoenix facility where allegedly these 40 people died, $169,900. That's insane.
It's absolutely criminal.
It is?
Quite frankly, I think she should be on 40 felony counts of manslaughter.
I do too.
That's exactly what this is. Manslaughter through gross indifference or gross
neglect.
Neglect.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. I was searching for the word. And Shinseki should be thrown into that as well. Because these people have to be made accountable. When my grandfather was discharged after World War II, he was required to report for duty. Even though he had a civilian job after that, he was required to report once a week for the next 3 years to see a psychologist to make sure that he adjusted back to civilian life after he was away for the better part of 5 years from his family.
Right.
When I got out of the military, it was a handshake by my discharging officer, who was a colonel. Thank you for your service, corporal. See you later. The gate's that way. And then when I got sick, when I got diagnosed with cancer, we traced it back to the locality, to the radium site on the M16 rifle I carried. Because when it was shouldered, it was a localized radiation source at the top of my neck. And, it was, well, you're a civilian now. It's your problem. You deal with it. And the same sort of mentality is there for soldiers when it comes to dealing with PTSD. I approach the Veterans Affairs in Australia to say, look, I need help. I'm not coping. I do not want to do anything silly. I don't want to hurt my family. You reach out for help, and they say, well, you're a civilian now, so we're not going to let you talk to any of the military counselors. Oh, by the way, if you talk about any of the classified missions that you took part in, we will arrest you and we will throw you in the deepest, darkest hole that we can find for you. Remember the Official Secrets Act and we'll hold you to it.
Oh, my, oh, my. That is ridiculous. Outrageous. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
It's no wonder why so many people they're turning
suicidal.
To drugs, alcohol, the domestic violence rates through the roof. I mean, at my worst, I took a drug overdose and went to bed next to my wife over a stupid argument.
Well, thank goodness you're still with us, Jack. That's all I can say.
Now I've sort of turned to the point. Every day I wake up and I'm still breathing. It's flipping the bird to everyone who's tried to put me in the ground.
I love it. And we're going to end that on that note. Jack Alexander, great information. By the way, Shinseki, under pressure, exercised his authority to rescind Hellman's fiscal year 2013 performance award. Oh, brother.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Spring time is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Crossing the stage, I know you can feel the excitement. Shake it up.
Personal stories, VA horror stories. If you have any, send them to me, americatonight.net. So we're hitting the final couple of turns for this hour of America Tonight. You know, I'm thinking off the top of my head. Every time I'm thinking down the stretch we go, I'm in the back of my mind, I'm thinking of that California Chrome horse and whether or not it's going to win the Triple Crown. As we get closer to that, by the way, we'll have some great previews with some of my pals in the business to talk about what could ultimately happen at Belmont if this horse has the legs to make history, let's say. Some of you made history of your own by doing some things that were, well, not very smart. So it's time for another edition of Dumb Things I Shouldn't Have Done.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Hey, I didn't mean to cook your dog.
Dumb, 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 dumb.
Dumb, dumb.
Very clever. This one was not clever, but I can sort of see how this could happen. Bob in Illinois says, Kate, Kate, I'll bite. Finally, I've got something for you. I think I've done probably many dumb things. I just don't want to admit to them or perhaps add them up. But this one takes the cake. I had a date with a hot babe. Boy, I was excited. Single, looking pretty good myself. getting ready to pick her up. Wanted to make sure I was there on time. But I had a piranha tank, a couple of piranha, too, in fact, and a giant tank. And I went to feed my piranhas, my babies. And when I did that, I guess I was hurrying around. I had the keys in my hand, and I dropped them in the tank. My tank was pretty big and very cumbersome to clean it or to figure out ways to get anything in and out of the tank. It wasn't impossible. It just would take a little time. So I did not have time to mess up the way I did. It was a really stupid thing. I guess I was very excited about my next adventure. So I got ahead of myself and dumped those keys accidentally, and they slid out of my hand. The end of the story was this. I had a pretty cool car, so I was feeling good, had the cool car, was picking up the hot babe. Instead, I didn't have time to really dig around for the keys. I know it sounds stupid, but it's not the same as if you have a goldfish tank or other fish in there, tropical fish. So I asked my neighbor for his car. He had a jalopy. It smelled bad, sounded bad, and it looked bad. I picked up the hot babe in the car. The day didn't go quite as I had expected. So it was a dumb thing that was pretty costly. Yeah, you know, it's interesting saying piranha tank. I'm thinking big tank, a pretty decent tank, because it couldn't be tiny or it would have been easier. And I'm thinking, why not calm yourself and try to figure out a way to get it? In fact, Robin even says, why didn't you use a coat hanger for the keys? Maybe the piranhas would attach themselves to it. You know the piranhas with those giant teeth? So when you put something in the water, it does attract them. And there is a way to clean it and do all that stuff. He's right about that, but it would just take some more finessing. And I suppose that's it. He didn't have time to finesse the situation. That's a pretty good one. We've never had anyone say that they had a piranha tank, they had a great date, and then they really screwed up. Luckily, the neighbor even lent him the car, but yeah, there's a big difference. You pull up in some messy, crappy car, and it's a first date. You're not making a good impression. I'm sorry. It's not so much about the ride, though. Like, I'm not all about the ride. If somebody has a Mercedes, or, you know, how people bust money into their car and they have these crazy leases that they really can't afford, it's more for show than anything else, thinking they're going to get the dough if they have the show. But definitely the car would have to be presentable where it's not gross to sit in. And if that's the case, that's not going to be good. So we move from poor Bob to John, who says, okay, this is pretty embarrassing because I wasn't too much of a kid. In fact, I was in college. I will say that I had imbibed in a couple of, let's say, beers. I don't think I was completely tanked, but I was a little toasty. So I got convinced that I should play in this intramural soccer game. I'd never really played soccer, but I knew the basics of it, and everybody was cool with the fact that I wasn't some great big soccer player. But much to my amazement, I was past the ball, I was feeling really good, and I just somehow was smoking it down the sidelines, inbounds, for a little intramural Virginia Tech scoring. Problem is, I scored on the wrong goaltender. I actually scored on my own team. I didn't really know the team too well. I was not four sheets to the wind, but maybe two, as I've already stated. So I had some excuses, but it was really a dumb thing, and it was really embarrassing because everybody was screaming at me, but I wasn't paying attention. I had no clue why they were screaming at me, and I ignored it. So like a little boy, and I wasn't a little boy, I scored on the wrong team, my own. Yeah, you know, as a young adult, here's a problem with that. If you got buddies they bust your chops, I mean, you're just not going to ever live that down. They're just going to bust you all the time about that, about scoring on the wrong goaltender. If you're an 8-year-old little boy, or even younger, if you're younger, especially, you're going to get a break. Even if you feel bad, you have crocodile tears, whatever, you'll get over it. But not, I don't think when you're that old and you're in school, because they're not going to let you forget it. It's pretty bad. That's a bad one. Okay, we'll move on to this one from Sabine. Sabine says, oh, me oh my oh, what a stupid thing I did, Kate. I've heard you talk about your dog. I taught my dog lots of cool commands, and I have a chocolate lab, this beautiful young chocolate lab, and rushing to having to walk my dog. My dog would stay by my side. I couldn't find the leash anywhere, so I thought it was more important just to get my dog out. I went outside of my house to do the little walk thing with no leash, mind you, and unfortunately, the lab took off. It took off because it saw another dog, and then when I finally got my got my sunshine next to me, we kept on walking. I was a little bit away from the house. Then there was another dog. It was just a disaster, like a cartoon. It was like being in a cartoon. It was a stupid thing. I don't know why. If I couldn't find the leash, I just shouldn't have done the walk deal. But I had confidence in my abilities to contain this animal, and I did not do such a good job of it. Maybe I'm lucky it wasn't worse. It could have been more catastrophic. Yeah, that's never a good idea, off-leash. Especially, too, there's people who hate dogs, and they're calling the city on you, or somebody freaks out, or, oh, if the dog went up to a person, even if they're just being friendly, that could be a catastrophe. If you can't find the leash, you just can't go on the walk. That's the rules. That's the rules, especially because there's the pro-dog people and the anti-dog people, and the anti-dog people will go after you with a vengeance. Okay, so we have one more here. This one from Sharon. Kate, I listen to the show all the time. I laugh so hard at so many of the things you say. I decided I was going to throw in my two cents on dumb things I shouldn't have done. I went to address my wedding envelopes, and actually I had somebody who had done most of them. I only had a few left to do, you know, the calligraphy thing. And when I put them in the, when I went to mail them all, and there's probably about, you know, 100-some, when I went to mail them all, I had them all stamped and everything. I was proud of myself, got the things out in time. But the problem was they were thicker than what the actual stamp allowed. So I was getting all of my invitations returned to me for lack of the correct postage. Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's not good. Oh, no. You didn't have the correct postage, so you got it returned. Yeah, what are you going to do then when you have it returned? Well, you're going to have to remail them, and hopefully she didn't say this. She had enough time to get them back to the, you know, get them to the people, the invitations to the people where they were going. But then that would mean if she kept the same envelopes, she'd have to put the stamp over it, and it would be really kind of a funky deal. I did that one time. I screwed up like that, too, with postage, where I didn't realize I didn't have enough. Dumb things I shouldn't have done. Thanks to everybody who sent me their dumb things. If you have any, you can do it, too. AmericaTonight.net. Thanks.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.